Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
I know you're going to dig this.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell.
Now, you're wondering how come this podcast is late.
I was giving you time to get the last one straight.
Y'all, I continue to run out of reasons to say that Michael Jordan is the best to ever play the game of basketball because LeBron James keeps showing up.
They want to be down with the king.
Because as good as Michael Jordan was, he also had some help now. But what is LeBron working with, huh? I mean, who's in the king's court? Mike had Scottie Pippen. Who's LeBron's Pippen? I mean, if LeBron is Batman, are you telling me that Kevin Love is supposed to be Robin, the number two man? And Mike had Horace Grant in the paint, doing work on the block. LeBron's got Tristan Thompson, who's nice. I mean, Tristan can play, but he's sometimey because he's got that Kardashian curse on him, so you never know what you're going to get from him. I mean, Horace Grant came to work every day, like Steve Kerr, whose game was enhanced because he had that Napoleon complex, that little man syndrome that made him extra scrappy. LeBron's sharpshooter is Kyle Korver, who's nice and long and tall and can shoot it now, but he's not operating with that same edge that made Kerr clutch. And don't forget that Jordan had Dennis Rodman. Now, LeBron has J.R. Smith, who might be able to go tattoo for tattoo with Rodman, and Smith has been known to be a bit of a head case in the past, but he's definitely not working with that same crazy gene that made Dennis such a menace. So no doubt about it, Michael Jordan had a better supporting cast, but on an individual level, it's not a fair comparison because LeBron is bigger. And hear my point, because LeBron can't help that he's big, just like Shaquille O'Neal couldn't help that he was big. I mean, he had a big body and he used it. I mean, 2 points after backing his big butt into somebody is 2 points. Now, skill for skill, Jordan and LeBron are right there with each other, but here's the separation. The different eras they played in, and I won't even argue the more physical style of play when Jordan was in the NBA. I mean, that's an old debate. But folks do like to say how Jordan was not the same kind of athlete as LeBron and these other young boys out there running up and down the court. Listen, if Jordan was playing now and had access to all this more advanced training and protein shakes and energy drinks, can you imagine what kind of freak shows he'd be putting on right about now? I mean, don't forget now, all of this stuff LeBron is doing is the whole be like Mike phenomenon. But understand what I'm saying, because Michael Jordan would have still been playing right now if he were able to travel from city to city with the hyperbaric chamber. For more sports or entertainment, hard news, health news, you name it, go to urbanmediatoday.com. That's urbanmediatoday.com. Keeping you connected from the fields to the stands, I'm your man, John McCann.
Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.